Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Sports Shots Pod. As usual, my name's Isaiah. I'm here with Kyle. This is episode 28, consistent week, all right? Back-to-back weeks. I don't know how long it's going to last, all right? It's up and down, all right? You get what you get. But we're still doing the video-based.
You take what you get and like it.
Exactly. So, welcome. But now we're going to start our first event already. What's in the cup? Now, I'm about to make a sound that 95% of sports fans love. The other 5%, get out of here.
Sounds like a regular soda.
Okay, alright. Well, I'm drinking some beer. That's what I'm drinking. I started drinking beer. I was barbecuing outside earlier. Started drinking beer, so I was like, might as well just stick to it. You know.
I had the Astro game on in there in the living room, and we're out in Tampa. I could hear the vendors going up and down the aisle, and you just hear the beer, 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 beer. And I can't think of anything that sounds more American.
Exactly. That's most Americans' favorite word at a ballpark game.
Beers and brats.
It's fun. What are you
sipping on tonight? I'm not going to make that joke. We're going to keep it non-political.
Don't make that joke.
We're going to keep it non-political. What's in my cup? We're just about finished with that good old Minnesota 14.
Nice.
That I'm still one of them to send me some free stuff for.
Ha. One day it'll happen. Hey, I have...
Remind me to tell you that joke off air, because it's... Remind me to tell you that joke.
Just say it. I'll bleep it. If it's
that bad. Oh, no. I don't want to bleep. You know, it's not really a joke. It's more of a question. You know, beers and brats and all American. Why is it, seriously, why is it the party that's so loving that the ones that's always getting caught on the Grindr app and having questionable IP addresses with questionable websites that's been visited?
Listen, man. No one said politicians are good people.
No, they're not. No, they're not. But I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Yeah.
I get it. Hey, I have a question for you. There's been a challenge going around the past few months. Do you think you could finish 9 hot dogs and 9 beers?
I asked that question at work to my coworkers.
In 9 innings.
I'd probably tap out after like 4th or 5th inning.
Now, so would your strategy be like 1 per inning on each?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Would you try?
You would have to like top of the inning, eat the dog, bottom for the rest of the inning, chug the beer. But what size beer are we talking? Like, are we
12 ounce?
12 ounce. Yeah, you could chuck that
12
in.
12 ounce.
You could chuck that in a half inning.
See, my strategy would be, I would go full Joey Chestnut and just eat all the hot dogs first.
So you wouldn't
I'm confident I could get 9 hot dogs. Yeah, well, hold on. I could eat 9 hot dogs in an inning. I think I could eat 9 hot dogs like
I'm sure you can.
15 minutes.
I'm sure you can. Oh,
I know I can. I could haul down a glizzy like no other. Okay,
you better bleep that.
But, nah, that's staying in. But the beers, after I finish the hot dog, I would have one beer with the hot dogs, and then I would slowly just wash down the hot dogs with the beer each inning after that.
Yeah, you don't have to work in your throat like that. You need to wash it down.
Yeah, I need something cool after that.
Jesus Christ.
Need something soothing. But then I will also... You know the big souvenir cups? I would pour 2 beers in there and just drink it like that, 2 beers at a time. That'd be my strategy. I'm confident that I could get it done. I might do it, but I'm a father now, so I have responsibility.
Nah, you're still fat. You're still a fat ass enough to do it. I'd tap out, though. I'd definitely tap out after the 5th. Because I'm thinking about the later. Halfway. I'm thinking about the later problem when I'm going to be kneeled over on the toilet at 3 a.m. Like, that.
Listen, man, sacrifices.
Hey, you know what?
What if it was like a 10K? A like, 10K re.
You mean like 10K on the line? Reward.
Yeah, 10K cash.
Yeah. Better up that shit.
Wow.
I need the reward.
It's over $500 a.
The reward has to be more than my student loan account balance.
Well, mine, I could buy a new truck, so it's
not going to work. I don't know if you want a new truck these days.
That's true. That's why I still drive my good old 2011 Chevy.
If you got a beater, hang on to it. Isn't that? That's more of a flex. Oh, that's more of a flex than having a new car.
It is. Nowadays, the trucks don't even have V8s anymore. They're all V6s with this turbo. Oh,
God. That's a sign of what's happening with this country.
Yep. Yep.
Anyways.
Or whatever's going electric. Anyways. Yeah, let's go ahead and move on. Let's talk a little bit about NBA conference finals going on right now. It is Tuesday, the 20th of May. The Thunder and Wolves.
1 month past 4:20. It's 5:20 now. Hopefully we've come down.
Thank you for the observation. To your neighborhood pothead. From your neighborhood pothead. Now, I didn't see these finals at all. I thought it was going to be an experienced team, at least in.
Well, I called it from early on that Indiana was going to go on a run. I probably would be shocked if you said it early on that New York would beat Boston, but after seeing a series, I wouldn't be. Minnesota. And I asked you this question the other day, and you kind of called me out for seeking credit where it's not deserved. But seriously, the Rockets beat the shit out of the Warriors, and it made it a little bit easier for the Wolves. I mean, Curry was hurt, and then once he's out, you're gonna have Draymond play the point forward. You're already doomed for L's. So, like, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah. I'm giving the Rockets some damn credit. Shit.
No, yeah, I mean, physically they did, you know, beat them.
And then that OKC Denver series, like I said, it was a coin flip. And it landed on Denver, but OKC came out.
Yeah. No, yeah, you were right. You were correct with your predictions. I'm glad it's just new teams, you know?
You know, everyone is about to start complaining now that we don't see any more dynasties. I'm like, what the fuck do y'all want? At first, it was like, oh my God, we need to see parity. We need to see opportunities for everyone else. And now we're about to have a seventh different champion in the past 7 years, and now I'm already seeing articles like, our dynasty's dead. Yeah, they're fucking dead. Finally, shit.
Yeah, it took way, way too long for that to end. Patriots lasted just enough, but other ones, yeah, way, way too long. But no, yeah, I got the Thunder over the Wolves, and I'm going to say the Knicks over the Pacers.
Well, I said Wolves, Knicks. Thunder, Knicks. I'm still stick to it. Well, I originally said Pacers, but I'm going to have to switch that to the Knicks. I think they... Dude, it's been since 73 since New York won.
Damn. 52 years.
Bruh. They lucky that the Yankees and the Giants have been dominating the headlines up there, because it would have been like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, sole basketball fans of New York is there.
Nets ain't never done shit.
And you see it. You see it out in the streets.
Man.
Nets fans doing the most.
They're doing this right now. Imagine what happens when they win.
Oh, dude, I can't imagine. I think everyone's just going to stay inside. Every non-basketball fan just needs to stay inside.
You saw what they did to that Pacers fan?
I know.
Man, that's why I said there's a reminder if I thought it was safe to walk around with an Astros jersey.
There it is. Right there.
Nope.
You see that Tyrese Haliburton is a...
Yeah, he's going to fly him out.
Playoff game.
To the game? Yeah. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Maybe I should take one for the team to get something free from the Astros. I've given them a lot of viewership over the course of my life. I deserve something from them.
Listen, step two, after step one going to the opposing team's game with Astros jersey, step two is surviving.
Well, if I go to Dodger Stadium, I'm carrying a shank with me straight up.
Oh, you got to carry more than a shank. That carry.
I don't know if I can get past security with some heat, but, you know. I
just say, hey, don't touch me down there. That's my, you know, I'm packing. You know what I mean? Wink, wink. Shit. Anyway, before I let you elaborate on that more, I just cancel the podcast. With that machete joke.
Oh my god!
But but yeah, that's a class move by Halliburton. I like that.
And people are hating on the dude. Like all he's done was hit game winning shots.
Mm-hmm. Dude's got ice in his veins against tough opponents.
Dude, both series might go seven.
Ooh. Yeah, I don't
for
think...
For TNT's sake, they better hope in New York, Indiana go seven. They need to milk it for their last ever broadcast.
Who?
TNT.
Oh, TNT? Yep. Yeah. They got bought up by Amazon, right? Or something like that?
Yeah, they're going to switch to NBC next season.
There you go.
I guess that means the Bulls are about to go on another dynasty run.
I say here, hands up. I say Thunder in five, Knicks in six, because it rhymes.
Huh. Everyone, Knicks and Wolves in seven.
Mm. There we
go. Now on the hockey side, fucking Dallas. I'm not rooting for them.
Whoa, the Dallas Stars? Why not?
Because it's fucking Dallas. I don't want to see Dallas.
I know.
I don't know. Maybe this is the year that Canada wins because, you know, it would be kind of fitting with everything that's been going on. And then it would be our luck that the 30-year run where the Stanley Cup has been in America finally goes.
30 years?
30
years.
It's been since, what, 92, 93, the last time a Canadian team won?
Damn. Yep. The only Canadian team is the Oilers, right? That's in the Final Four?
Yeah. Yep.
Because
Toronto, Oilers, Toronto,
there, Dallas Stars, Florida Panthers, is it Miami Hurricanes?
hey, close.
It should be.
The Toronto, they're like, they really are the Mets of the NHL. Mm. Yeah, they met it.
Maple Leafs?
Yeah. They met every year.
I'm learning.
They're kind of like the Cowboys, except the Cowboys actually won a couple titles in between now and 1967, which was the last time the Maple Leafs won. But they apparently they kind of come off as like Yankee fans, but then you gotta remind them and put them in their place.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Now I know like 4% about hockey, right? Gameplay wise. Yep. I know the Panthers were in it last year.
One at all.
Yeah, so I'm gonna say the Panthers. I want Dallas Stars to win, but
yeah, it could be Florida Dallas.
They the Stars lost to the Knights last year, right?
No, they think they lost to the Oilers. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Same. So it's the same. Oh shit!
Matchup.
Battery running low. I thought I plugged this up.
Ah, here we go. We might lose Kyle, everybody. This might be a solo podcast by your boy.
Hold on.
He's got to put on a clutch performance. I got to go and get my Tyrese Halliburton.
There we go.
Shoot. Brick. Get my own rebound.
Nope.
Dribble back to the three.
Nope.
Shoot again.
And I hit the
ball
three
game.
From the logo.
From the logo. All right, calm down, Damian. There's no need. No need.
All right. We're going to stay on the hardwood, but we're going to switch genders. And I'm not talking about the whole surgical reassignment. I'm talking about the other league. We're going to put this Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese debate to bed. Because when you look at...
Put it to bed.
Read
a bedtime story.
Everything that you see about it, or if you read about them, most of it is not basketball related. of course, it's going to be race.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is race related. They want to build it up as the Magic Bird of that, of, I guess, this generation for the league, but I don't know if he'll get to that level. But it's not. Look, I was team Angel when she came out, just because I like, you know, sure. I like her style, but there's a lot of work that needs to be done in her game, and it's just straight up. You know, you pull her outside of 10 feet from the basket, she don't know what the hell to do. But
nope.
I don't know. That whole deal with that hard foul this weekend, yeah, that was kind of a cheapo. If you look at the replay, you saw she kind of did push on who was that? I think Aaliyah Boston. She did kind of shove her a little bit. Ref missed it, and that's when Clark went in and Carr fouled her. But which is even funnier is that Aaliyah Boston is in a tough position because you got to defend your teammate, but in doing so, you're not down for the cause. Like,
I know, it's so stupid.
When can we just let that go and let's just focus on the numbers? And right now, all the numbers lean towards Clark. She's a better player overall. She, like,
overall.
When I
triple double.
When I look at Angela Reese, I see her as the female Zach Randolph. But needs to work on her shooting. Because she can body you up in a post. But she can work on that shot. And she left-handed? I think she is. I don't know. But if she is, then there you go. There goes the comparison. And just play your role. Play your game. Like, just looking at the numbers. Last year, Clark, and I guess the whole season is 40 games for him. She played 40.
I believe so, yeah.
She played all 40, averaged 35 minutes, 19, 5, and 8, shooting 41% and 34 from three. In college, she played all 4 years, every game that was on the schedule for Iowa. 139 of 139 games played. Averaged 34 minutes, almost 35, 28, 7, and 8. Shot 46% and 37 from three. Now we look at Angel Reese. Last year, her rookie year, played 34 games, averaged 32 minutes, had 13, she averaged 13, 13, and one assist. Shot 39%, and her 3-point percentage was so low, she just went, well, I'm going to just put the whole attempts. She went 3 for 16. in college, she played 116 games, 104 started, 18 and 12 was the average shot. And I couldn't find her numbers off on ESPN. They didn't have everything. I had to look at her on an LSU page. And I wasn't about to do all the math. I could have, but I'm not doing it. If I didn't do it for the other sports, I'm damn sure I ain't doing it for this one. She went. And that's questionable, but it's not, because if you remember, a lot of her points did come from, like, basically layups and putbacks, and they had her at 49.8%, which is why
also she averaged 13 rebounds. 5 of those are offensive.
That's another that's another thing too. Angel, she's gonna have a lot of rebounds. A lot of that's going to be offensive. Aaliyah Boston, she ain't going to have a lot of offensive rebounds.
No.
If you catch what I mean by that.
I know exactly what you mean by that.
So, like, you know, everyone's going to be ganging up on her, you know, for defending Caitlin, which I think is wrong, you know, and everyone just needs to cool it, you know, trying to bring race into this shit. I don't know why. I just, you know, let's just watch him play, because the one thing that is happening is we're finally talking about the WNBA. Now, that's the one good thing that's coming out of this. But all this other bullshit, that's just going to cause even more divide. And I could tell you right now what Caitlin's nickname is in the black community, and that's that little white bitch. just cool it on that, all right? Just play the game. It's good to have the rivalry, but all that extra shit just need to go. Because if we're going to go down to the numbers, Caitlin is better. Angel has a lot of work to do.
I would even say off the court, too. You know, I think Angel Reese is making the better market for herself.
Yeah, but while she's doing all that marketing, Caitlin is working on the shots.
Exactly. And, you know, the whole thing with, like, you know, people aren't coming to NBA now, WNBA now, just for Caitlin's, for her, too. It's like, no, stop it. Let's all stop. Even Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp are on Caitlin's side. Come on. And Shannon Sharp is a big advocate. You know?
We kind of saw why he's a big advocate. We see his taste.
Oh, well, we saw in 4K. But let me...
Hit the M's.
You want to hear a crazy stat?
What's that?
Kenan Clark is tied third with Candace Parker for all-time triple-doubles. Hmm.
Damn. Yeah, we need to do better. We need to get better. Come on, let's get some better players. Let's get some better players in the league. Let's get some numbers up, all right?
Just to tell you how dominant this short point guard is, and people and her own colleagues are hating on her just because of the tensions on her. Candace Parker, one of the greats that's known as Ken Clark or retired her. Alyssa Thomas has a record at 15 triple doubles. Kenan Clark is a fifth of the way there already. And only playing 1.01 season. Or 0.02.
Yeah. Yeah, she's she's already on the fast chart. And
she's a game changer.
Yeah. And look at what it's doing. It got us talking about it.
Exactly. As men.
Nah, but for real though, it's more interesting to see. I'll be honest. I mean, look, we can all be honest. America can be honest. We're paying more attention to the WNBA now more than ever.
Oh, for sure. I could, you know, I probably maybe watch one WNBA game a year. Now I honestly try to watch every Kenan Clark game that I can if I have time. And then I like watching AJ Wilson, Ajay Wilson.
Oh yeah, in Vegas.
MVP last year. Yeah, she made some comments.
So about is she and Bam?
This one white girl, but I'll let it slide.
Yeah, she and Bam, are they really together?
She and who?
Bam Adebayo.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
makes sense.
I mean, because I don't know. I just see them on social media posts together, and I just wonder, like, if they have kids, my God.
I'm not thinking about the kids. I'm thinking about what Bam's doing here that's making her MVP. Yeah, I have to deal with Bam Adebayo.
Hey.
Great center for the Miami Heat.
Shit. We're thinking about what could be, and it could birth the greatest basketball player ever. With those genes.
Shoot. That baby's going to be averaging 20-20.
20-20 and 20.
Little Shaq.
20 points, rebounds, and blocks. Shit. Oh, shit. All right, switching sports. MLB check-in.
All right. We're switching. Let's talk some All-Star game.
Already.
Who we think is, you know,
going to be. We already know who the leading vote getters are going to be.
Of course, you got Judge, you got Shohei.
MLB should drop that whole, you know, one player per representative deal that they got, because no one for the Rockets should deserve to go.
That's actually a thing.
Yeah. They had to send at least one player from each team.
What the?
Yeah. So, all along, the Pirates always had one all-star that went.
Damn.
Yep. The Marlins, too.
I would never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, Shohei, Judge, right, Tatis, Soto. Pitchers, school ball, still.
See, Soto was getting, they talking about him not hustling. It's like, shit, bitch, I'm fucking rich. Shut the fuck up.
Every step I take is $5,000.
Shit.
All right?
I'm saving you money for the steps I don't take.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? I'm saving y'all your money. Dude, his contract is so crazy. It's so stupid.
And to think I had a chance to play baseball when I was younger and I passed it up when I was hurt. When I was younger. Passed up that one opportunity. I mean, maybe if it was presented to me, the kind of money that would be made down the line.
maybe if I knew how much money was coming into this league.
Make sure, I don't know what's more valuable. Teaching Josiah how to hit a fastball or teaching them how to throw a fastball? I think hitting a fastball is probably going to have more longevity.
On his body, yeah. You know? It depends what he does, right? If he's a lefty, I might want him to push more to pitching.
I need lefty power hitters, so, man. Oh, they're a premium. Look at Chris Davis.
They are.
You can suck and you still get paid. And he's still getting paid.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm just saying.
There you go. Or just show up during the regular season like Kyle Tucker. And he's taking. But speaking of that, I think Kyle Tucker was an all-star candidate. I think former Astro Alex Bregman. Definitely.
Welcome back to the all-star candidacy, Javier Baez.
Yes, yes. Welcome back. Finally, he was on the cover. For one of the shows, like 2020, I think.
Yep, where I had the greatest career ever for the Colorado Rockies. Sorry that was make-believe and not in real life to all you Rocky fans. But Isaiah keeps crushing me because he thinks that I purposely chose to go play over there when that totally was not the case. Anyways, I had like 500 home runs with that player.
I wonder why. Mm-hmm. All of them are like, you know, go out like at 95 miles per hour.
Schwarber hit the third, the face of the third deck yesterday for his 300th.
Schwarber's also a guy that would probably.
That ballpark is ridiculous. I don't know. Seriously, we talked about it. How do you pitch there? If dudes is going to hit the third deck repeatedly. As soon as it's a fly ball, is going 400 feet.
Man, imagine like Rockies fans play the show this year, right? And they're like, oh, I want to be a pitcher. Imagine how stressful it is, how frustrating.
Like, just as I was coming in, right before I flipped it to the Astros, it was on SportsCenter, and ironically, they were talking about the Rockies. They're on pace for 28-136 or some shit like that.
Gosh, that's awful. That is awful. Well, they did step one, when to change that. They fired their manager. That's the Orioles also fired the manager. Orioles had
Orioles in Pittsburgh. Like, I don't think I've ever seen this many managers getting canned this early before Memorial Day.
Well, Pirates got a lot of talent. Orioles got a lot.
Pirates is a disappointment that that couldn't come together. Skeens is going to be gone, and I pray to God it's not to the Dodgers. He may be gone this season. Cause he's ready now. He's ready to pitch in the postseason right now.
Oh, he is. Yeah, 100%. I just hate how this market is set up. Each of the smaller teams gets a new prospect and developed, and then after 3 years, gone.
Realistically, where is he going to go? Because this has to be a conversation.
The Mets.
They don't. Where's the money gonna? Well, that can't be. That's not even a question anymore. Where is the money gonna come from?
It's coming from somewhere, obviously. Now, this is teams I want to go. The Giants, the Padres. Any team
just because of those ballparks, I could see that fitting.
Yeah,
out of greed, I would say either the Mets or the Dodgers. But
I don't see him.
But the Yankees, though, because they're looking at the fact that Gerrit Cole, he's injured. He's going to be on the back half of that contract, and they need another face a face starting fresh.
So yeah, man, Paul Skeens is dirty, man. His stuff. It's not. It's unfair sometimes. You know?
I don't know how you'd be a fan of those teams year in, year out. It's frustrating.
Of who?
Like, be a fan you, of like the Pirates, for instance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Pirates.
I mean, Nationals, at least the Royals least are Nationals starting to come together. Got one.
You know, how the hell did the Nationals get Soto, Harper, and Schwarber together?
Hey, at least they got they won a title out of it. Well, except
yeah, they did, but that's like better than like Durant, Harden, and Westbrook when they were at the Thunder.
Well, Schwarber went there by trade, I think. Harper and Soto were drafted, but remember Harper left right before they won, so.
But, oh, that's right.
But yeah, all the other, the whole other crew: Soto, Rendon, Robles.
Rendon too.
Yeah,
Rendon was such a fall off. Oh, wasn't
man,
it?
The Nationals, they got the best out of him.
Once he signed the Angels. Oh yeah, they squeezed every last drop, and then he got his bag, and that's
it. They sold their soul for 2019.
Oh, they had Scherzer too.
He's getting paid by four different teams.
He has
the Blue Jays, the Mets, I think still the Nationals,
the Rangers.
And the Rangers. Yep. All in the tens of millions. And he's not pitching right now.
Hey, is JV anywhere? He's on the Giants.
Yeah, he's
right?
On the Giants. I don't know what he's doing now. But the fact that I'm not hearing about him means that
I think
he's doing probably not
I
good.
I think he's probably just
he should have just retired. Just gone out of Astro.
He should have retired 2 years ago.
After they won, yeah.
Should have said.
You want to know who else should have retired after they won 2 years ago? 3 years ago? McCullers.
Who's
good
that?
God.
Oh my goodness, dude. I think I didn't see his latest outing, or maybe he hasn't had it yet, but he dude's got a 15 ERA. Please sign Hunter Brown immediately. Please. Do whatever you gotta
scared?
Do. That's even if trade, like, my colors.
To who trade. And for what?
To whoever and for something. That's who.
Yeah, okay. We're trading from you. We're trading Fromber, and you're gonna like it.
Well, Fromber, we lose more, but we'll probably get more.
Yeah. We will. We better. Yeah. But
is Fromber on his last years of his arbitration?
Yeah, damn. Contract. Give the money to Hunter. That's the guy.
You have to.
He's gonna make his first All Star appearance. Probably should start for the American League. To be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying.
But it's gonna be school.
Get schoolboy out of there.
Nah, it's gonna be school.
Damn.
So there goes that check in.
As of today.
Well, I guess
as of today, the division leaders.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at them right now. Yeah,
got the Yankees, the Tigers. Whoever saw that coming?
It was there.
The Mariners.
Check out for cheating.
The Phillies tied with the Mets. The Cubs, one game ahead of the Cardinals. And the Dodgers, of course, two games.
The Red Sox is a soap opera. Just seeing what happens between Devers and Bregman. I mean, they're under 500, but you hear a lot about them because Devers is bitching. But he won the game the other day for him. But yeah, I mean, money well spent on Bregman. But I mean, I'm sorry.
It was.
Yeah, but sorry, Devers. Like you're not playing third, so.
No, but we're play first. Just listen
we're halfway to Memorial Day. We're still bitching about this topic.
Exactly. And we started bitching.
It's spring training.
Bregman signed.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You know, but that's enough of baseball. Let's go on and move on to our other topic. Talk some NFL talk.
Why do you hate the tush push, NFL, Isaiah?
NFL owners are voting on rules.
What do you got against pushing some tushes?
Listen. Did you hear that? It's a nice sound. Listen, I think this is my thing. I think that the tush push is a phony. It's a mirage. Here's my thing. I think Jalen Hurts will just be as effective without the being pushed from his tush.
I'm not joking. You are against pushing tushes. I didn't know you was against
men on men ground. A little bit. Men on men tushes being pushed. Listen, I wouldn't want 4 hands on my 2 cheeks. You know what I'm saying? How do we know his butt cheeks aren't getting spread at every touch push?
The center.
You know what I'm saying? The center is receiving the helmet from Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts is receiving 4 hands from
his teammates. If you're the center of and your team runs a touch push, do you come out by?
Well, that's what... Is it not a coincidence that Jason Kelce retired a year after the touch push? He had to rethink. We think of what he was. But what was the saying? I think Jalen Hurts is by far the strongest quarterback in the NFL.
He is.
Dude squats by far the strongest. Exactly. Video
proof.
I don't think he needs a tush push. Like, I don't think those guys are helping. Like,
well, I think fantasy owners of Jalen Hurts will disagree with you.
No, I think fantasy owners of Saquon Barkley will agree with me.
we're not going to see the memes anymore of when he's all like getting ready and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly what you're talking about, bro. I think what Hurts had like definitely over 11.
Come on, man. What's the matter with having 4 rushing attempts for 5 yards and 3 touchdowns?
That you just said it. 3 yards. I mean, 5 yards. That's what's wrong with it. It inflates the stats. Okay. I think... Has he already passed Cam Newton? Like, is Cam Newton left in the dust?
I wouldn't be surprised. He had to have passed Cunningham for franchise.
Oh, for sure. Probably in 2 seasons. He did. But look. I don't mind it, but I just think like...
Oh, you hate it.
He can do it on his own.
We text throughout the season. You get pissed.
I do. Because it's like, I honestly think he can do it by himself. I think they're giving the people that are pushing his tush too much credit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you got to give credit to where credit is due.
Yeah. But also, NFL owners voted that NFL players will be allowed to play in the Summer Olympics.
Oh yeah, they gotta sell their league to all these different countries they're playing in.
There you go, business moves. Now, who's the starting QB for the flag football team?
I told you who it's not going to be. It's not going to be Pat. It's not going to be Lamar. It's not going to be Josh.
What? It has to be Lamar or Josh.
Baltimore is going to be like, sit your ass down.
these guys don't get touched. It's flag football. And I think no other person from another country could touch Lamar Jackson.
Different sport. But didn't we see, what's his name, Diaz bust his ankle or whatever, his Achilles, celebrating during a World Baseball Classic? You don't have to be touched.
Yeah, but I mean, is Diaz in it? I don't think Diaz is in the top shape.
Well, you have to bust your Achilles celebrating like that. But it's just to say that your key guy in it, you don't want your key guy getting hurt, no matter what sport it is out there. Baltimore is not. How about Will Levis? Send Mayor Boy out there.
No, that guy can't. Can hit a dime right now?
Well, off the field, you know, apparently he can.
Oh, sure. Look at him. Doing great for himself. Receivers, I think the top receivers. You know, I could see Justin Jefferson getting a part of it.
Maybe Tyreek. Devontae
Smith. I don't know about Tyreek, man. It's just...
Just imagine some poor Slovenian having to guard him.
Imagine some guy from Japan trying to guard Tyreek one-on-one. You're going to have to like, chop his legs or something. And then on defense, it's over. They ain't scoring nothing. The other countries are going to have to...
What if Aaron Donald comes out of retirement? Of trick plays.
Aaron Donald's like... He's not going to... I feel bad for the plumber that's playing center for Italy. You know? I feel bad for the bread maker for Germany that has to go one-on-one with Aaron Donald that's the father of four.
Some poor left guard from Argentina is having to go one-on-one against Donald. Who's another dominant tackle right now?
Myles Garrett.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Oh, Jesus.
Myles Garrett, man.
They're voting on the playoffs. Well,
like, I think...
The owners also.
What are they voting for?
Receding. I didn't see exactly. But...
Oh.
NFL is like the most sport. It's like the one sport where they constantly change the roles. It's like constantly moving the goalposts
every year. You remember they used to, one year they were allowed to review penalties, but then got rid of it after the first year of having it.
Don't remember that. Don't remember that one. I remember.
No, you remember when they were allowed to challenge penalties? It was a year after the Saints and the Rams, or the right. I think it was the Saints and the Rams or Vikings and Rams.
Well, it would be Saints Rams. That would be the logical reason. Why, I don't know why I'm blanking on that, but maybe. I just have a mental block.
They were allowed to like review like pass interference penalties.
What they needed to...
Like challenge it, sorry.
Can we take away the, whatchamacallit, the targeting from college? Because a lot of it, it's not actually targeting.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad. I say maybe 20% of it is targeting.
Yeah, some of it is, but you know? A lot of it is not.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. There is targeting, like I say, but, I mean, the majority of it is just a good hit.
Remember that hit Major Wright put on that board from Oklahoma?
Done. Done so clean.
Did you see that video where he said, I could have gone for the ball, but then I seen the receiver.
The man has priorities. And that receiver was his priority. Not no game-changing play. I mean, that hit was game-changing. You know, there's an ice cream truck. Outside. I don't know if you could hear it.
Big worm. I hear it.
But let's move on to a more interesting topic. So,
yeah. I saw NFL about this, star, but I think you know about this more.
J.C. Horn. They're in his offseason. He likes to volunteer to be a sheriff's deputy. And in this article... He broke the record for most citations given for not having your seatbelt on. Now, this man is not only locking up receivers in the NFL, but he's also ticketing his own people of Carolina.
Why are people still riding without their seatbelts?
That's a good question, too. You know?
So, yeah, I want to... Just go flying. You got speed in, then as soon as you crash, you're going to go flying through your windshield.
So yeah, see, that's the thing. That's, I mean, even if I'm just going to the store, that's just down the block.
I have to put on my seatbelt because my car won't shut the fuck up if I don't.
Yeah, that's one feature. That that is annoying now and is new to the cars is if you don't bug the seatbelt, it just beep, 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 beep.
And it's loud.
Yeah. But J.C. Horner actually said this on a, like a podcast thing. He said it himself. Last month, he set the record for most seatbelt citations. Like that. As you, that as a teammate, that would kind of make you worry.
Yeah, you know, dude's a snitch.
You never know when he's on or off the clock.
Exactly.
You don't know when he's got that ticket book in his back pocket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or maybe he was doing one of those things where it's like keep your enemies close. Yeah. You know, so
keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people are different. They got different hobbies. I like collecting cards, playing video games. J.C. Horn likes giving out seatbelt citations.
Hey, as long as it's not
me. To each their own.
Yep. As long as it's not me getting cited, I can't afford no damn ticket right now. Knock on wood.
Anyway, I think we could. We could end on that, unless you got something in the dome that you want to lay on out here.
I'm good.
Then we'll wrap it up. We'll wrap it up right here, yo. Thank you all for listening. Tune in next time. Check out the Instagram. Check out the YouTube. Spotify. Haven't really uploaded too much on that, but I might. But follow us, comment, leave a like. Appreciate y'all.